Hello, hello, hello there, and welcome to the first ever episode of Bumps in the Night. I am your host, Divya Precor, and I am super excited for this because I have wanted to make a podcast for a really, really long time, and to be finally doing it on Anchor, it is a dream come true. And so what is Bumps in the Night? Well, Bumps in the Night is a true crime podcast focusing on serial killers or normal killers that are lesser known to the public across the globe. They will also be focusing more on Asia, the Asian continent, because I am myself from Asia, so it'd be fun to see what Asia continent can bring up in terms of killers. Before I go into the story, I almost forgot. This is a plug to my inspiration, and That's Why We Drink, which is a true crime and paranormal podcast by Emily M. Schultz and Christine Schieffer. They are amazing, and you should definitely check them out if you check this out. So we will dive into the first serial killer I will be covering for today, which is Ahmad Suraji, from Indonesia. So he is also known as Nasib Kalewang or Datuk Meringgi, but he is better known to the public as the Black Magic Killer. Nothing is very much known about his childhood or his background, but from what I could discover from the internet, he was born on the 12th of December 1952, and he lived in Medan, the capital of Indonesia's North Sumatra province. He worked as a cattle breeder and as a dukun, which is a class of shaman reputed to possess supernatural powers. He was married to three women who were all sisters. One of his wives was named Tumini, and she becomes more involved in the story later on. So let's get into the story. So on the 24th April 1997, 21-year-old Siri Kamala Devi asked a 15-year-old rickshaw puller named Andreas to take her to the Datuk. The Datuk here is referring to Ahmad Suraji. She informed him to keep Andreas to keep this a secret from everybody else and never requested to be picked up after doing what she needed to do at the Datuk's house. 3 days later, Devi's naked and decomposing body was found in the sugarcane fields by a man and was later dug up by a group of people who then called the police. Andreas, who heard about the body, reported to police and Devi's family that he had dropped her off at Suraji's house 3 days earlier. And the police, on that information, visited Suraji for a confrontation. So in the beginning, he denied any links to Devi's killing, any links to knowing who she was. He was very standoffish. You know, he maintained that he was innocent and he did not know anything. But the police found Devi's handbag, dress and bracelet at his home. He was later arrested on 30th April 1997. During interrogation, he admittedly took a long time to do so, but he in the end confessed to Devi's murder and also revealed that he had killed up to 42 girls in the same fashion as Siri Kamala Devi. An excavation process had to be carried out in the sugarcane field where Devi's body was found. Throughout the process, 42 bodies had been found, with some being so decomposed to the point where they were unidentifiable to police. So why did this man do these heinous crimes? Why did he kill these women? Well, let me tell you, as I'm going to share in a second. He had a dream in 1986 that his father's ghost visited him in a dream and directed him to drink the saliva of 70 dead young women so that he could become a mystic healer. Since he was a dukun, This would make him even more powerful and more stronger sorcerer. So he thought that it would take him too long to encounter 70 dead women, and so he took up the initiative to kill. He stated to the police as, quote, "My father did not specifically advise me to kill people, so I was thinking it would take ages if I had to wait to get 70 women. I was trying to get it as fast as possible. I took my own initiative to kill." Okay, so as a sorcerer or dukun, women came to him for spiritual advice, for such things like making themselves look youthful or more beautiful or having more riches, or even asking him to cast a spell on their spouses so they'll never had an affair. See, the thing with Suraji was also that he was volunteered his time to help out when needed, particularly if the person who needed him was sick. He also gave money to charitable causes. These activities helped him out in his killings, as his neighbors would recommend him to anyone seeking magical healing services. So what happened when these women went to Ahmad Suraji? Well, he would take them into a sugarcane field and bury them out to the waist, citing that this was part of the ritual and they need not worry. He would then strangle them until they were dead and proceed to drink their saliva. As I said, his father said that their saliva would give him make him a very powerful sorcerer. After, he would strip the clothes from their bodies to accelerate decomposition and bury them back into the ground with their heads pointing towards their house. Now, the reason he did this was because he thought that with all their heads staring and pointing directly at his house, that, you know, he would be even more powerful than he was. So his three wives... Oh, wait, before that, whenever he had a dry spell of not having clients come to him, he would pick up prostitutes in order to kill and fulfill his quota. He did this because, unfortunately, the media and the public are not so caring of sex workers, which is very sad and very, very inhuman thing to do, because they are humans as well and they deserve care and attention. But this was what he did. So his three wives, like I said, who were sisters, were also arrested for assisting in the murders and helping him to hide the bodies. Now, one of the wives, like I said earlier, Tumini, was prominent because she was tried as his accomplice and was sentenced to death before it was reduced to life imprisonment. He was sentenced to death by a firing squad. Before he died, he gave one last interview in which he stated, "The black magic came from God. I did not have it anymore. I have repented. I hope I have a chance to live." He was executed on 10th July 2008. And that is the story of the black magic killer of Indonesia, Ahmad Suraji. Thank you all for listening to the story. I'm very excited to publish this and I hope that you enjoyed it. And the reason why I'm having a true crime podcast is to share awareness on lesser known crimes for the victims